Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Environmental Protection Agency, in partnership with the White House Council on Environmental Quality, announced that the 34th Caring for the Kenai competition winners had been selected to receive the prestigious President's Environmental Youth Award. A team from Girl Scout Troop 210, made up of Caitlin Eskelin, Emma Hindman, Katie Newkirk, and Liberty Sockman, claimed first place honors at this year's CFK and were nominated for the PIA Award by Meryl Sikorsky and Girl Scout Troop 210 leader Leah Eskelin. Their invention was bucket trees. A bucket tree is a bucket station that is surrounded by the peninsula and campsites.
Where a way to put out your fires every time you go camping, because sometimes you may not have a bucket or a way to actually carry the water onto your fire. And so we decided, like, let's get an idea to reduce human-caused fires. Since it's, you know, we've been getting a lot of forest fires.
The group created this idea after watching their parents fight the fires in Funny River. They hope it can help prevent man-made fires. While having the ability to attend an awards presentation in Washington, D.C. is a huge honor, the team needs help to cover their transportation and housing costs. In response, Leah Eskelin has set up a GoFundMe account.
Right now, we're trying to get our flights and our hotels and hopefully our meals covered. We are a Girl Scout troop, so Girl Scouts of Alaska is a nonprofit 501c3 organization, so donations can be tax deductible, and there are tax letters available as long as those donations go through our Girl Scout Council in Anchorage. So Girl Scouts of Alaska, a phone call to them would be the easiest. We are number 210, Troop 210.
If you're interested in donating, visit this story at RadioKenai.com and find the contact information for Troop Leader Leah Eskelin. One individual has been killed in a motor vehicle accident in Nikiski. For more, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Alaska State Troopers responded to mile 21 of the Kenai Spur Highway near the Agrium plant for a motor vehicle crash on Friday, June 21st, around 4:40 p.m. The investigation revealed David Baldwin II, 23, of Soldotna, was driving a 1997 Ford Explorer south on the Kenai Spur Highway. Baldwin started to pass a southbound dump truck in a no-passing zone. As the Explorer started to pass the dump truck, a 2022 Subaru Ascent was traveling north. The Subaru was occupied by three people. The Explorer attempted to pull back in behind the dump truck, struck the rear tires of the dump truck, which caused the Explorer to roll into the northbound lane, hitting the Subaru. The three occupants of the Subaru were transported to a local hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Baldwin was declared deceased at the scene. Next of kin has been notified of the death. The driver of the dump truck was uninjured in the crash. The highway was closed for approximately 4 hours. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Alaska's small businesses are a driving force in the state's economy. A new annual report by the Alaska Small Business Development Center reveals they are increasingly led by women, veterans, and new entrepreneurs. The 2023 Alaska SBDC annual report highlights a year of impactful support, featuring success stories of businesses that secured funding, expanded operations, and launched thanks to the Alaska SBDC guidance. The report also features a new State of Small Business section and special programs overview, offering valuable insights into Alaska's entrepreneurial landscape. For more, visit RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Adriana Hernandez-Santana. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Tuesday.